Counter-terrorism officers from Europol will be deployed along Greece's land borders with Turkey to help screen and intercept jihadis feared of entering Europe. The urgent deployment, which begins this week, follows Turkey's offensive in northern Syria to clear out Kurdish fighters it considers terrorists. In that same region, though, thousands of Islamic State rebels remain, many of them detained in a handful of prisons. And what's more, U.S. intelligence believe Turkish-backed proxy forces linked to the militant Muslim extremists are deliberately releasing detainees affiliated with IS. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Force, which Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants to wipe out, was operating about half a dozen detention sites for captive IS fighters in northern Syria, holding about 11,000 men. Of them, 9,000 are estimated to be locals from Syria and Iraq, the remaining from 50 other nations whose home governments have been reluctant to repatriate. A number of them are Europeans, and intelligence officials expect some of them to return randomly to countries like Belgium, Britain, Germany, and France, all countries that have yielded the largest number of IS recruits from the European continent. Authorities I contacted this week refused to provide details of the urgent counter-terrorism deployment being scheduled in Greece, but they tell me the operation will focus on the Evros region, along the country's northeast land border with Turkey, a major migrant crossing where border authorities have recorded more than 11,400 illegal entries since the start of the year. The fear, one senior intelligence official tells me, is that European IS recruits who have now escaped detention will return to Europe, slipping through this key Balkan route, just like they did years ago, crossing in from Turkey and then attacking the Bataclan concert hall in Paris, killing 130 people. Counterterrorism officials to be deployed along Evros will be tasked with what they call updating risk indicators, screening new migrant refugee entries, authorities say. U.S. President Donald Trump has long been urging European countries to repatriate their foreign militants, a demand which many countries have been resisting, saying IS fighters captured abroad should be judged by local authorities. But now, fearing a fresh spate of attacks, some countries are considering alternative approaches, like keeping track of jihadi recruits and preventing them from disappearing and going unaccounted for returning back home to Europe to wage holy war. Anthikara Savva, DW, Athens.